You're tuned in to KTOO's Juneau Afternoon. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney, and next up we've got some folks representing the Juneau Economic Development Council and some of their activities, Brian Holst, Allison Cooper, and Ben McAulay. So thank you so much for being here today. And Brian, we are going to start with you. You're the executive director. Let's dive right in. First up, tell me about the Local Frequency app for the mobile phone.
Local Frequency app, thanks. Well, this is a new app in Juneau, and right now we're not really promoting it to the public, but we're promoting it to the business community. So this is an opportunity for a rewards program for businesses, local businesses. Only local businesses can participate in the program, so owned and operated here in Juneau. And what you get is an opportunity to provide an incentive loyalty program for your customers. The brilliant part about this app is that you and other like-minded businesses, locally owned, can also operate on the same app. You have access to your customers, but your customers have access to everyone else. And the rewards are earned and used within the app, so only can be used back in other local businesses. So your client can purchase something with, like Copa is participating, earn some rewards, they can spend it at Copa, or they can go to Martha's Flowers and spend it there, and vice versa. But it's a way of creating a local currency of our own that's focused on supporting local businesses. And a benefit is nonprofits. You can sign up for your favorite nonprofit, and every contribution, every time you make a sale, you can give a small amount to that nonprofit, and that nonprofit will hear from you as an individual customer that you donated to them. So it's a great app. We're looking for businesses interested in getting a low-cost loyalty program in their businesses.
That's great, Brian. And I didn't know it was not really going to be promoted to the public today when I saw that we were going to be talking about it. So I did go ahead and download it, and I uploaded some local dollars. And luckily, there's a short list of businesses that I do shop at, so I'll be able to use them. And I would say the process from my end was pretty simple, and I more or less get the drift. But we can talk about that again another time when you're ready to sort of promote it and explain it to the public a little bit more.
Great. Thank you.
No problem. And also, Brian, tonight you're presenting at the Juneau Assembly about a survey on COVID relief, researching unmet needs. What did you find out and what will you be sharing?
Great. Yes, we are. So we have a small unit of researchers at JDC and we're tackling questions. And what this question was really about is to understand and help the Assembly to understand who's most affected by COVID-19 and who's getting assistance and who's not. And we're specifically focused on lower income families. And we found across the nation and including here in Juneau, lower income families are most severely impacted. They're the ones that had fewer hours to work, lost their jobs first, and the assistance programs have been generally inadequate. I mean, you've had some unemployment programs, they've come and gone. And what really is particularly vulnerable are families with children. You see the unemployment insurance has a very tiny additional amount, you know, $25 a month or a week extra if you have a dependent. You know, that adds up to $1,000 or so a year. And dependents cost $15,000 a year typically to support a dependent. So that's what we're able to help the Assembly to see is that of these assistance programs, the lower income worker in Juneau is particularly hurt and has not received a lot of benefit so far, a lot of support.
All right. Well,
that's an unmet need. That's what we're identifying.
Great. And good luck with that presentation tonight.
Thank you.
Yeah, no problem. And now the thing that you wanted to talk about most today is the FIRST program. And Allison and Ben are here with us to help you discuss that. Allison, you're the JEDC's FIRST Robotics Program Manager, but FIRST is an acronym. What does it stand for?
It is. It's for Inspiration and Recognition of Science and Technology.
So why
and,
does...
And so the idea is...
go ahead.
To inspire young people to be science and technology leaders and innovators, and to make science and technology an exciting thing for kids.
And why does JEDC run this program?
Well, JEDC recognizes that in a long-term sense, we need to have our young people well-versed in technology, in science, in engineering, in math, and in these things. But also, this program develops a lot more than just STEM. It develops teamwork, it develops leadership, it develops problem-solving skills, creative thinking, innovation, and all of these things that will benefit Alaska and Juneau in the future.
And how successful is it so far?
It's wildly successful. We've got, last year we had about 300 teams scattered all over the state. It's a worldwide program, so it's in about 110 countries, but we have a really good showing here in Alaska, and we've got teams from the North Slope to the Aleutians. It's quite strong here in Alaska.
And it sounds like it builds upon what I've heard a lot about, which is STEM in schools, going all the way to, you know, primary schools up to high schools. And Ben, maybe you can weigh in on this. It sounds like competition and collaboration are also a part of the FIRST program, and that the high schools have teams that compete. And I think that's where your expertise comes in. Can you talk a little bit about how competition and collaboration play a role with participating in this program?
Yeah, so a big part of robotics is working with your team, because obviously you can't have like one person doing all the work. So we kind of like to bounce ideas off of each other. And it really kind of just builds each other up when we're like, if we have a problem and we can't solve it. And we kind of just collaborate and sit and think, maybe draw some ideas up. And it's really just a great way to interact with people. And my team, at least, is just a great group of kids that have come together. And we've really been able to push through, especially this year with COVID and all the restrictions we had to take, but we're going strong, and hopefully we can get to state again this year.
So what does getting to state entail? I mean, I imagine you have some robotics projects that you work on. Can you give me an example or tell me a little bit about one of them?
Yeah, so the challenge this year for all teams all over the country is basically you have to pick up a little disc and shoot it across the room into a basket. And yesterday, my team just got our robot to shoot the disc. And so we're really close to getting there. So in a few weeks, we'll have a scrimmage with teams around Southeast. And depending on how that goes, we can go to state if we get in one of the top, if we're one of the top teams.
So it sounds like it's pretty competitive. Is there a lot of rivalry between the high schools?
I think there's always going to be some rivalry between JD and TM, but it's friendly. I have friends at JD, and you know, we talk. It's kind of cool because we can see our robots clash, but we're pretty friendly overall. It's just a good time to, yeah.
All right, and hopefully we can get some pictures of that Allison has submitted up on the website, kto.org/JunoAfternoon, so we can, that would help me visualize a little bit more what these robots are and what they do. It sounds pretty cool. Ben, how's it helped you as a student? Has it given you any inspiration about your future, your career?
Oh, totally. Yeah, I've always been interested in STEM, especially coming into high school. And I didn't really know anything about robotics, but my science teacher got me motivated to go into it. And now, as a senior, I'm captain of the team, and I'm going into engineering, and I mostly thank robotics for that, because it's really given me that experience of getting hands-on with technology and metal and programming and stuff, and so it's given me a ton of skills that I think are really going to help me when I go to college and beyond.
Oh, that's pretty cool. It's not something that I had access to when I was in high school or college, so I think that's pretty special, and I'm glad that it's inspired you and guided you on your path. So thanks so much, Ben. Allison, is there anything that you want to add about the program?
Yes, so he's in the older program that we have, but we actually start with kindergartners. So we got kindergartners building with Lego robots. The biggest program we have is for 4th through 8th graders. And that's actually the program that I coach. And we will do our our big tournaments. Actually, the very first tournament is happening right now. Tournaments are all remote right now. They're all happening remotely. So I have teams all over the state that are competing at the moment. But those kids can build robots, program them, they problem solve, they troubleshoot, they figure out how they're going to solve the challenges this year, and they get a great deal out of it.
That's pretty cool. And Brian, what would you say to our listeners who maybe have kids that are of the age who could participate in some of this stuff? What would you like to share with them?
That it's a lot of fun. It's a, you know, they will enjoy it, and a byproduct will be that they're learning. And I'd also tell them, thanks for the volunteers. It runs incredibly smoothly because we get so many volunteers, volunteer coaches, and great support from Alaska Airlines, GCI, who are statewide sponsors as well.
Well, Brian, Allison, and Ben, thank you so much for being here with me today and updating us on JEDC's activities in general, and particularly in this first robotics program. How can students or parents with kids get their kiddos involved with it?
Well, the main way to do that right now is to start a team, actually. We need coaches. It's really very easy to coach a young team. The kindergarten to fourth graders, it's very simple to coach, and I can get you started with that. Fourth to eighth graders is a little trickier. The high school is challenging, but you sure do get a lot out of it. The high schools typically have teams for the First Tech Challenge, First Lego League. On a normal year, the schools tend to have teams. This year, they don't. And most of our teams are coming from either rural schools, or they're coming from friends and family teams. And you can still get started. We've got teams that haven't met yet and that are still getting going this year. It's a very late start this year, and everything's running late, but we're making it happen.
The whole world is running about a year behind. No, I think that's great that this program is going strong, and that these smart kiddos have figured out ways to make it work. How can we find out more? Is there a website or a phone number?
There is. The best way to do it would be to go to the website, jedc.org/firstinalaska. Or you can shoot an email to us at firstak@jedc.org.
Excellent. All right. Very interesting stuff. So thank you so much, Allison and Ben, for that firsthand look at the first robotics program. And Brian, anything else to add about JEDC before we say goodbye today?
No, thank you very much for your time today.
All right. Well, you guys have a great afternoon. We'll talk to you again next time.
Thanks.